Let's pick up Kathy in Portland, and she has a question about chemical exposure. Are you there, Kathy?
Oh, yes. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I use a lot of your products, and I'm working with Lisa Miller, and thanks to you, praise God, I no longer have ulcerative colitis.
Oh, that's great.
But my quick question is going to be, due to a department moving at work, I am very sensitive to chemicals, and now daily I'm being exposed to breathing xylene and three different types of alcohol.
Okay, number one thing to increase the body's capacity to detoxify would be increasing sulfur-based amino acids.
Okay.
And so how do we do that? Remember, if you heard the prior caller, it's getting on to kidney beans, pinto beans, black beans. Now, if you have difficulty digesting these, soaking these beans in water and throwing the water away for at least 3 days and then slow cooking them usually helps most people so they don't have to have gas. But if you can't do that, you can, of course, eat buckwheat. Now you've got a huge source of sulfur. This will upregulate the body's ability to clear xenotoxins, xenoestrogens, and other chemicals that may be increased in your environment right now. That's number one. Number two, getting the B vitamins so that we can upregulate phase one, phase two liver detox, like Max Stress B. And here, maybe starting with a quarter teaspoon because it's got a kick of a mule, and building up to maybe, how much do you weigh, Kathy?
I weigh about 160, and I'm already taking the B vitamins.
Okay, and how much are you taking?
I'm taking a half a teaspoon.
And how old a woman are you?
I am 59.
Okay. I would build up to maybe two teaspoons slowly.
Okay.
That should upregulate your ability to detox as well. Number three, I would consider some coffee enemas so that we can get all the junk out. We have a great protocol for that, and we even have a organic coffee and the bucket and everything, and you just then do it, because this should also help to cut down your reaction. And the fourth thing, I hear that mucus sound to the voice, is to promote better digestion. And so here we would want Quantum Digest, two with meals, and then
all that.
And then the HCL Detox Kit. And at your age, what I'd be looking for there, and your weight, I'd be looking for about 4 HCL and 2 Activator end of the meal. And if we're still hearing that mucus, then the next thing I'd be looking for is maybe a problem with a dead tooth or issue at one of the teeth, maybe a leaking crown, something like that, and see if we can't get on that as well, okay?
Okay, and then one last quick question. The Chem Detox, what is that designed for?
Chem Detox, its claim to fame, according to studies, is that it may help prevent potentially dangerous cells from sticking somewhere else in the body. But my my observation with it is that it tends to clear the pesticide residues better than anything I've been able to find anywhere. So if you've consumed commercial wine or commercial grapes or commercial raisins, this is the best and fastest antidote I've been able to find.
So that wouldn't also help with anything I'm going through?
It might if you had used a lot of nail polish or other chemicals on the body. If you're using aluminum-based deodorants instead of our, the ozonated gel.
Okay.
It may be, but certainly if you're working with Lisa, she could test that to see where you are, okay?
Okay.
And see if that'll help you.
Its
main claim to fame is help with the thyroid, usually, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.